The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
One. And we're alive.
You know what time it is, Maiden Shafford podcast episode 125.
Yeah.
You've seen us looking glossy.
Come we on. Out, we shining, baby. Out
the lights, camera, the action. You know what time it is.
Come on.
Listen, follow Maiden Shafford on everything.
Yes, sir.
Follow the boys on everything.
Yes, sir.
6th of Feb, Cole Sanusi.
Yes,
Man G45. You know what time it is. Two dems in the building. And if you don't know, well, now you know. The real is back. The real is back. Goddamn.
Don Corleone, the one and only. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I mean. Let's get it.
What's going on, people?
Yes, sir.
It's EMAG45.
Yep.
The G is solid in my name. The 4-5 is silent.
Come on.
It's the Black Mamba Dove. Genghis Chibogwe in the building.
Damn.
It's Chia Yam. Yeah. It's the Prince of the East. You're some nasty guy.
He said it's a cheater yam. I made the cheater sound. What's the problem?
That was gross.
I didn't think you guys heard it.
Yeah, so
loud and clear.
Peace and power, black family.
It's Black History Month.
Oh yeah.
No, it's Black Future Month.
It's Black Future Month.
He's scared. Charles. I was about to get cancelled.
Could you imagine? Excuse me? Nah, according to Kanye West, is Black Future Month.
Black Future Month.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about NFTs.
Everything I make is in real life. You know, the real life. I hear him still.
Yeah, hey, that was brilliant from him, man. I love that.
But, Yeah.
Yeah, in the flesh.
Welcome once again.
Yes, sir.
We are Maiden Shafford episode 125.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I'm saying, shout outs to all the black queens, goddesses, and earths who are hating on black male podcasts. But you know,
I mean, rightfully so. Them men are dumb.
Hey, Aloni made a thread. She's gonna cook us all. She made a thread asking the women to tell her about experiences she's had with any black podcasters or any low level entertainers. I mean, I don't mean us, because we high level, you know what I'm saying?
We're really out here. Making paper out here, man.
Can't be us.
We actually are.
We are actually.
Hey, we are. We're getting busy. Walk up in the label like, what a check, though.
Yeah, I said it.
Wouldn't dap you with the left hoe.
Guys, we need a moment of silence, man.
Yeah, for real.
Rihanna's pregnant. It should have been me. Not him. It's not fair.
Demi, you said you could move to Rihanna if you had to.
Do you know what? Jenny, believe I could have a nice conversation. I'd definitely go away with her.
You could have a nice conversation.
I could go away with her following me back on Insta. That much I do believe. I don't think that's crazy.
I agree.
Yeah.
I see that for you.
I see that in my future. Easy.
That's
light work. Yeah. That's easy money.
You're a socialist.
I might be. The amount I go out.
You love to socialize, I definitely know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Nice. I mean, do you know what? First of all, we want to say congratulations to Rihanna and ASAP Rocky.
Yes, congratulations.
Rocky.
They're in order.
Absolutely.
Could have happened to arguably a nicer couple. ASAP does have the potential to be an idiot. There's enough examples of that. Slipping on semen. Have you ever seen when he was at Oxford?
And he was spitting the legs of far side. Dickhead.
Someone asked him a real serious question about the BLM movement.
Yeah,
and he's like, in my society, I say fuck him.
As if he was flipping.
Where we come from, they're carrying flick knives. And then they're
clapping. Clapping as if he's Shakespeare, bruv. Oh, man. That whole clip is disgusting. We're inserting it right now. Absolutely stupid.
My society, so I said, fuck them.
That's so stupid.
Confidence will get you anywhere, you know.
Anywhere, honestly. Well, and he's got a lot of confidence. Pregnant. He's got a lot of confidence. You got to give it to him.
I don't think that, yeah.
He's a very confident 100%. Fella.
I couldn't believe it when he got away with that. But do you know what? And Rihanna's a testament to doing everything you want in life. And I think at this stage, this is what she'd want. You know what I mean?
I think so. How old is she now? 30 some, early 30s? Yeah, exactly. So,
you know, she's a billionaire. She's a billionaire playboy philanthropist. So she's this is her time. I don't think we've ever seen that album, but I think we're over it. You better go back and listen to Anti like it's brand new.
Nah, it's time. And I think the good thing for them is that neither of them are really doing music. Rocky will drop a song here and there. He put out a song. Eagle. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they're not really in it like that no more. They're kind of bigger than music in their own respect. Yeah. So, yeah, man, it's good timing for them. And I think it's a beautiful thing.
He used it 24 hours like Molly May.
Shout out to Molly. What's she doing right now?
I don't know. I hope she's watching us.
She's using that 24 hours.
To watch us, hopefully.
Yo, queen shit. I think it took everyone by surprise, but I think the funniest thing about it was the TL's reaction.
Yeah, people are down bad.
Yo, I said in the group chat, yo, check on me, man.
Man asked the man them to check on. Man asked the man them to ask the, you lot, check on me. Imagine calling someone and say, hey, yo, ask how I am. That's literally what he did.
You don't need to. Nah, for real.
It's true, man. Everyone's down bad. Everybody's down bad.
I was even thinking about subbing her, but I said, nah, come on, that's Rihanna. That's legendary.
We might have to take out the roster, man. The roster's kind of... Let's actually discuss the roster, because we go back and forth about the roster for
at the moment,
for a long time.
Right now, it's Zendaya, Chloe Bailey, Sweetie still up, I think.
Sweetie Shensia. I think she's bullied away into the fold. But the song, I'm not too sure about
the
song.
If the song was better,
You know what, yeah. In my life, yeah, I've seen situations and I've been there in situations where if you're not married, you're still game. It may sound toxic, but that's how I just see it.
Okay.
So...
Well, she's still on the market.
Laurie Harvey.
She's in the roster, yeah.
Does anyone know what she sounds like?
I don't know.
I'm adamant she's a mute.
You know, I'd pretend like I wouldn't know how she sounds like, bro. I'd just be there.
I've never heard her voice.
Nah, neither have I, actually.
Do you think she talks like her dad?
Nah.
Brother, you're taking the piss. You're taking the biscuit. You just gotta listen.
Well.
You just gotta be on mute all the time.
Thing is, though, her dad is the only person that I think talks with their teeth.
Quite literally.
Like, I can't explain it, but he also looks how he sounds. He sounds how he looks.
I know what you're trying to say. Yeah.
That his voice matches his whole getup.
His demeanor. Yeah. I kind of want to know how she sounds like now.
Listen, I've never heard her voice. This is the same way I've never seen Zoe Saldana of makeup.
That's a fact.
So
you ever seen her?
We told
makeup?
Y'all first.
No, I ain't never seen her.
She's always been Columbia green and blue.
Don't even watch that. Don't even know what that is.
Columbia, she's an assassin. She's an assassin, and.
No, I'm capping. I've seen her without makeup.
I think we can't take Rihanna out the roster.
So you've imagined her just green.
I'm blue.
I ain't trying to get off to Zoe Saldana.
We saw her blue before.
You've only imagined her green.
We saw her blue before.
That's nasty, bro.
But we saw her blue before we saw her green.
Where?
Avatar, bro. She was blue.
She was getting busy.
Dabba-dee-dabba-dai, bro. She was blue.
Naturi. Navari?
Whatever them man are called, yeah.
Avatar 2 soon come.
I didn't see it, man. I'm not really envisioning aliens.
I'm not envisioning aliens like that. Yeah, man. Honestly. I hear that.
Take out my ponytail and then just shove your ponytail.
No, don't do that.
Just linking up.
It's horrid.
Nah, man.
Like Bluetooth, bro. Not even Bluetooth.
Master, like Bluetooth.
Ponytail.
That's USB wire. What is it? Infrared.
It really is.
I can't even believe infrared used to be a way you could send things. That's dumb.
Terrible.
Take technology, step your game up, man.
10 minutes, just to send a free MB file. Get out of here,
only
man.
To get, remember how songs used to appear? like Kiss Me Through the Phone with bare underscores and letters.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
God, with the rubbish text. Because you don't even know what this is. Like, just stick to your Apple Music.
For real, dog. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Or Spotify, whatever you're on.
What do you think Rihanna's exes are feeling like right now?
Drake threw up.
Let me
take care of you on the way. Drake, Marvin's Drake, mansion.
Drake's coughing
you,
blood.
Let me read you this first, yeah. Why would I say all these things to have you feeling away?
Boop, boop, boop.
Why would I tell you I'm 30 away if I'm not on the way?
Boop, boop, boop.
Why would I settle for a woman to force me to pick up the pieces?
Boop, boop, boop.
Why do I want an independent woman to feel like she needs me?
I lost my way. I'm searching for these words to say to you right now. Yeah, he's done.
He's done.
You're done. I'm sorry, Drake fella. You're done.
Nah, listen.
It's curtains.
That's the game, man.
Nah, because this is a male's a black male podcast, we care about men's mental health, innit? So shout out to Drake. Yeah, we care about your mental health, for real.
Did you see what his son said to him? In French.
He said,
he said, I'm, when you're old and deaded off in the universe. And Drake's just like, ah, ha, ha. Like, you know what he just said to you?
Kids, nah.
He said, you're going to die, bro. That's wild.
Kids really be smart this. And dumb at the same time, because that he was waffling.
Yeah, he was chatting the most. Listen, man. No, but this day was always going to happen. It was always going to come to pass. So
we knew it.
What do you do when the one is gone? Well, I say the one.
The one-er.
In his case, he must have thought she was the one, innit?
But no, we're men, innit? We have to firm it and then keep it.
He unfollowed both of them on Instagram. What?
Is that actually
off?
Real? I don't think that's real. I hope it's not real.
That's not real.
For his sake, I genuinely hope that's not real.
That's embarrassing.
Real, man. It cannot be real.
He's just playing up to the character, if that's the case. Because I'm sure he's brethren with Rocky, you know.
It's ridiculous, but it's still funny to think that that's what happened. That he felt he needed to do that. That's hilarious.
Nah, I think he's just playing to their character. It's funny because I listened to One Train yesterday or 2 days ago when I was in the gym, and there's a bar about ever since I started to hang out with Drizzy or something like that. I don't know the specific bar.
He's still following ASAP Rocky and ASAP.
Fair enough. But yeah, man. Drizzy somehow inadvertently changed his life by bringing him on the Club Paradise tour.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And now he's talking, babe.
I don't see
he
Rihanna.
Gave you that once in a lifetime chance.
God damn.
Now, to be fair, I don't know. Rihanna and Drake probably haven't spoken in years.
No, and Rocky's a good looking dude, and he's very, he's fashionable. Do you know what I'm saying? So it kind of makes sense for them two to be.
After we told him to take off that skirt, he's well dressed. That's what I could say.
He can wear a skirt if he wants to.
Skirt, skirt, skirt.
The emasculation of the black man.
Like a private school for women.
Let him do his thing, innit?
Hey, listen, if that's your thing, innit, then that's your thing. But I'm just saying what I'm saying. Feel me?
Fair enough.
Do you think the baby will come out good looking?
It's gotta
what
be
if the
ugly.
Off chance it actually comes out ugly?
It's gotta be ugly.
Because they're both, very...
Odds on it being ugly. Actually, I'm not saying this about a baby. Like, the baby will be...
The baby gone baby. The baby gone baby, you know?
And I ain't talking about the baby.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're never getting music from them again. I'm actually deep in it right now. Tessin came out, 2019?
Yeah.
Well, Anti, 2016?
No, there's some good songs there, man. There's some good songs.
Maybe I need to revisit it. I just remember it like... Yeah, my ears are bleeding. It was one of them albums.
Wow.
Fair enough.
Did you like it?
No, I didn't like it that much. It was his worst album for me.
Personally. Oh, easy. Easy money. And he was on the two album run for me.
Yeah, those first two albums, I really don't realise how much I like them until I've listened back to them. They're actually really, really good, man. Like, I think people gave him a bit too much slack for Long Last.
Yeah.
Because it came off of Live Love, and Live Love is a classic mixtape. But Long Live is decent, and at Long Last, the one with, what's it called? Lord Pretty Flacco Joydy Part 2 and the rest of those songs. Bro, that album slaps, bro.
Nah, he was getting
what?
Busy.
That album's unreal. So
yeah, that's why I was so Rocky, shocked, man. When Testing was as bad as it was. To me, anyway.
I mean, yeah. It's a shame, but...
It's not horrible, but yeah.
I hear that. But just to round off on Rihanna's pregnancy.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations.
Congrats, King and Queen.
Yeah, for sure.
And Mini King.
It was cold, queen. Though. Fuck me.
Belly out.
Belly out. I think she's barefoot.
Trying to feel the earth. You know?
She's definitely going to be one of those mums. I hear it's good for the baby.
Yeah, that's a fact, man.
Well, even when the baby's out, allow it. I'm not hearing it, man.
Yeah, well, 100%.
Put on some shoes.
Yeah, man. Feel the earth.
Put on some Balenciaga.
Feel the earth.
Balenciaga Monks, the one that Kanye's been living in.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
He needs to change. I know it's hot up in them boots.
He needs to wash them socks, man.
Take them off, please.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Because, like, nah. Like, no. I'm not even going to say it, man. Let's move on, man.
Them boots be booting.
Quite literally. On to more of a somber note, I think we should discuss. Well, it'd be remiss of us not to discuss the court case and trial. I say trial. Public trial of Mason Greenwood.
Yeah, he's out of here. I don't think there's really not much to discuss. I think man them are mad, you know, actually. It's kind of scary because... at this point I know. Because there's no way people are still being like, we need to see this, we need more evidence, we need to, you know, let's wait for the case to do the case in. I'm like, no. No, like, it's football there's Twitter. A voice note.
It's football Twitter that's running that agenda.
You know what? I'll argue the other side.
But there isn't. I don't think in this case, nine times out of ten, I'd say I don't necessarily agree with it, but I can see why you'd say the whole, you know what? Let's take this. Let's hear them out, sort of thing. There's a voice note. This is as close as explicit as it will ever be. I think, as far as I'm seeing,
it's madness.
Open and close case, Johnson. It's literally.
Yeah. But it's literally that. For conversation's sake, let me just argue the other side. I'm not agreeing with the other side. I'm agreeing with you two, but let me just argue the other side, innit? So a bit of context to the story. What's going on? So
basically, around lockdown, there were rumours that there was an incident involving an English football player. The player was not named, and there were rumours circulating online that it was either Mason Greenwood, Benjamin Mendy, who has been tried for something else, and I can't remember the third name. It might have been Sigurdsson, but everyone knows about that one as well. The rumours of Mason were circulating, but it was eventually thrown away because the club came out and essentially said that he was ill during this process. Like, because he missed a game, and everyone began to speculate, oh, if he missed a game, it must have been him. But a club came out, put a statement that he was ill. Following on towards the Euros, Southgate didn't pick him for the team and said basically he needs to focus on his football. And there was an incident with him and Phil Foden, another English football player, where they were bringing Gal to their room in Iceland. But they used that as a cover up to essentially say, listen, we're not going to pick you for the team, even though Phil Foden got picked for the team. So everyone eyebrow raised. And on a talent level, Greenwood is maybe a tier below Phil Foden, so they're just as good as each other.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
So people are very confused as to why he wasn't a part of the England setup. Fast forward to last week, a clip comes out of Greenwood's girlfriend bleeding, a bunch of other pictures.
Yeah, I've seen
trigger warning, by the way, a bunch of other pictures. And then there's a long voice note, which is what Demi was talking about. And he's just, I don't want to repeat what he says in the voice note, but
it's
a terrible voice note.
I didn't know the full story. I thought this was just something that just happened.
No.
But if that's the case, then boy, listen, I ain't arguing with nobody.
And
man,
it's all dated.
I'm not on his side.
I was never
on his side. I was just trying to do it for conversation's sake. I'm not on his side no more. Because the thing is, they knew of this.
They did. And I believe they knew.
What they were trying to do was just
sweep it under the rug.
Not sweep it under the rug, but just allow
the situation to play out.
No, not not allow this situation to hinder the team itself. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, hinder the brand name of
Manchester United.
And then also the England team. So that's why they didn't want to do any of that. So I get, like, why the case must have been going on for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And then now he just recently came out of bail. But if that's the case, if this has been going on for some time,
all of the dates of the receipts are from May 2020, the first lockdown. So...
Bob's your uncle, innit?
Nah, it's curtains, man. He's lock him up and throw away. Melt the key.
I don't think it's to melt the key. I think he needs the time to actually sort out his mental situation. Because a lot of these people, they must think they're God, but then as soon as they have something to actually remind them that they're human beings and they need to resolve whatever's whatever demons they're fighting inside them, they need to sort that situation out. Now, what he's done is a madness.
Yeah.
I'm not taking away from that. But yes, he needs to go to prison. He needs to sort out his, he needs to serve time. Now, to melt the key, because when he comes out, he ain't going to come out a football player.
Nah, no, he's never playing
his
football.
His career is done.
How long is his career?
He's only been playing for like 2 years. It's a mad situation.
And in the first 2 years, boy, you're just spending. You're not really trying to do investments and so on and so forth. You're not trying to do crypto. Yeah, I'm not lying to you. He's done is a madness, and I cannot find a way to argue his case.
This is the first one where
if this happened like a couple weeks ago, I might say, okay, maybe she might be doing this and that, but that's not the case. This has gone on for time.
The voice note, open and close case, Johnson.
Yeah. No, she did that.
The voice note is one of the worst things I've actually had to listen to.
To save herself. She did that to save herself because she's like, listen.
And she deserves all the credit and kudos for doing that and the bravery of that. You know, it takes a lot to do something.
Because I'm sure she'd gone to the necessary people.
Oh, yeah.
And they, but like, she probably, this is her only choice.
Yeah, exactly. They must have told her, listen, just stay there for the bag.
Like, well, her dad came out and said, oh no, nah, it's a misunderstanding, all couples fight. You do that to my daughter, like blood dripping, fam, get in the Corsa. This thing is speaking like Lightning McQueen.
On God.
Yeah, no, I can understand because he's a moneymaker. Mason's a moneymaker, and sometimes money can resolve a few things, but something that, you can never resolve it. You can't fix it at all. That's something that's permanent.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't find, I can't really say heal, because if I say heal, then that means it's something that's just small. You can over time just cure yourself. No, like whenever she finds the time to heal, she'll find that time to heal. But that situation is always going to be there for the rest of her life.
I think this will probably help in a healing process, if because then she knows the truth is out. Like, she's probably told people and they've been moving like, nah, you're crazy.
No one's
believed her.
No one's believed
and
you.
If the club's backed him and he's gone on to play games like this season, like he's kept playing football.
And now your God complex in your brain is way higher. Your stock is up.
Mm.
And you're thinking, what? I'm untouchable. Forget that.
It's bad.
It gets worse.
The initial rumour in 2020, May 2020, was that
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Essentially kidnapped her. That was a rumor at the time that he kidnapped her and endangered her. And like, but no one, I didn't believe it either at the time.
Mm.
But no one believed it. It kind of got swept under the rug. So I definitely believe the club is complicit. And to be honest with you, as a United fan, period, this whole situation has rattled me first and foremost.
Yeah.
Has absolutely just, when I saw everything, head to the moon, bro.
Yeah.
And like, it's very damning.
I get why they do it. Why they would do it.
Yeah.
What they did is still stupid.
No. I know. It's hard because Manchester United is not a person. It is an entity. So when you're an entity, you have to move in the right, pros and cons for your business. Pros for your business. You've got to put your business first, period. There's no emotional sentiment to people. It's about business. And Mason Greenwood is arguably a £100 million asset. So they moved in the way at the time to treat him like that asset, right?
Mm.
Now that this all the documentation is out now, in the open.
Yeah,
I see Nike coming out saying we're not going to back him. I see FIFA coming. Everyone's now backing the burn on him. And Man United have done so as well. So I can only hold so much resentment towards the club, but I do feel like football needs to do better at putting these people away. Do you know what I'm saying? You can't really... They might have been banking on the fact that when the first incident happened, he was 18. So they're thinking, okay, let's just see how this pans out. But obviously, you're putting a woman in more danger.
Yeah.
So you're not putting people above your assets. And okay, businesses don't run like that. But there has to be some kind of precedent. Bro, even Benjamin Mendy's case. Benjamin Mendy's case is even worse because he played after he got convicted.
Oh, what?
Initially, yeah. All the rumours are out and he was still on the bench for City.
Yeah.
Then eventually he got the charges against him and then he got put into jail. Now he's back out on bail again.
Mm.
But the City case is arguably worse because City were, they knew of, everybody knew of, it was public knowledge. So, yeah, I think football need to do a better job at outing these individuals. And
do you know what the scariest thing is? That it, this could be a bit of a domino effect in the sense that, like...
It could be used as a precedent.
Yeah, there could be many cases out there like this that just clubs are able to sweep under the rug or pay off victims. You know, it might be through the roof, really.
Yeah.
You know, this could... I saw an article say this could kickstart, like, football's Me Too movement. Because you have to kind of believe if Mendy's done this and this two high-profile ones in a short space of time, it could be the catalyst. I did
watch something time ago. Me, I'm on my conspiracy theorist YouTube. Like, what is it called when you're going deep in the...
Rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah. So I watched something like this when I was talking about football players and women around that time. So it's like... They would, like, there are certain women who they just have sex with for, like, the locals, basically. And it's only them, and then that's it. But they never get the aftercare by the club or even the football players.
Mm.
So now that this is a situation with... There was even the paedophile, bruv. The paedophile football player.
Adam Johnson.
Adam Johnson or Sigurdsson? Which one? Is it the most recent one?
Most recent
Sigurdsson,
one.
Yeah. Gylfi Sigurdsson. Plays for Everton.
He was convicted and then he was named. Sorry, he was named once he was convicted. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like... You know, I can understand why a... You know, I'm bouncing all over the place, but basically, I can understand why a football club may not want to publicly come out and say certain things for the sake of the brand and the entity and also the football player. Because if it comes out and it's not a case of, you know, the football player might be innocent, then there's damage control you need to undo. Because
in order to, to right that wrong.
But
in this case, this is why social media is good. Because she has done this and she's put it on her Snapchat or Instagram and now it's public knowledge. Like back in the day when these things were happening, like Ryan Giggs or even fucking, what's his name? Paul Gascoigne. The man then back in the day, bro, people wouldn't really, these things would go under the radar. But now there's nowhere to run no more. No, there's nowhere to hide. So,
I mean, not that you should be a good person and you should be doing these things, but now you got to be on your P's and Q's. Like, that's why I rate what she did. Like, it's clear as day that this has been A, going on for a while, and B, she's clearly reported it to the proper authorities and they've not done anything, so she's had to take matters into her own hands. And the case is just getting worse and worse. Now I'm hearing threatened to kill.
And anyway, this guy is just, I initially I felt disappointment, but then after a while I was like, nah, I'm just disgusted, period. Like, I'm not even disappointed no more. I don't give a fuck how talented you are, my boy.
Yeah, nah, it's done.
Like, I've been championing this kid for a few years now, and to see something like that, it just writes off everything I thought about the guy. It's a terrible situation.
So do you think that there is a situation where the football club needs to take care of the mental state of these individuals, like mentoring?
Of players, there, of course.
They are just players.
I'm not going to say it's money or anything like that, or it's the opportunity they've been given. Yes, you might have a god complex, but you see what people like Rashford are doing, and Rashford isn't much older than Greenwood. Like, I just think you can like at 20, you know that's wrong. Like, he was moving, like, you can see that he was moving mad.
Yeah, it's just, but that's the problem with human nature. There's always going to be human beings that are just that way.
When you're 20 years old, you're making so much money, you can buy whatever you want. Any gal wants to just basically have a child with you, and I'm not talking about I'm talking about clap girls to buff girls. Do you get what I'm saying?
But it doesn't.
And you're talented. You are praised. Of course you're going to think you're on top of the world. Now, in terms of your mentality, yes. Now, do you think there should be a case of someone needs to mentor these kids.
I think they can mentor, but then you can't mentor being a good person. Like that's.
I'm not saying you have to be fake. I'm saying
no. Like, I'm not saying they're fake, but like you can give. I think even if maybe they'd had that mentoring program, I don't know. But I feel like there's only so much that program could probably do. Like this is just this could just be a bad breed. You know what I mean?
I heard that. But also there's also an element, I think Iman is correct in the sense that there's probably needs to be a level of like, especially for the younger kids, you know, the kids who come straight out of the academy,
there
needs to be some kind of bridging in process for when they jump into the first team and be like, listen, because they miss all that vital school. Like I think they stop school, like after sixth form, they like, if they get a pro contract, they just skip all of that. There needs to be a bridge in between where they kind of get a bit of a reality check and kind of get shown the responsibilities and the trials and tribulations of what could happen when you get to that level of stardom, because Mason got plucked straight out of the under 18 team. He was banging bare goals for fun up there. So he was so good that he almost skipped a step. Even arguably in a greater respect than how Rashford did. And I'm the biggest Rashford fan. But Mason's talent level was just like almost like, oh, this, it's like watching a 21-year-old play with like 12-year-olds, bro.
Yeah.
So there needs to be a mental aspect to it as well, where they get taught that. But again,
because
sometimes man them are just, you know, sometimes the people are just bad breed, innit?
Even peer group, like as far as I know, certain man they'll probably fly out to Miami, but certain man they might fly out to Mykonos. Is it Mykonos or Mykonos?
Mykonos,
yeah. They might fly out to Mykonos and then
they
have a great time. Of course, they invite a couple nice gal and then that's it. They have a good time, make them sign an NDA and then that's it. But as far as I'm concerned, they still go on the pitch, they still perform, they still present themselves properly. Whereas this is just what? How many men within the past three to five years?
Yeah. But the one with this the one that makes this case the worst, man, is this was his gal. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is his gal, bro. This is that's somebody who looks at you and thinks, yeah, you're supposed to protect me, you're supposed to love me, you're supposed to be all these things. So I'm not saying that one's worse than the other, but it's just like when it's open and closed case.
If it's not mentoring, then at least there needs to be some mental
I think
help.
Yeah, I would agree with that, you on that, but I don't like this. Maybe it's because it's so fresh and this case just seems so bad that I'm like, I don't really know how much, even if he'd been taught, it would have done. Like, I don't know if that would have necessarily stopped this situation.
Like maybe that's just the way
he's wired. That's just the way the situation.
I could see things in his like demeanor and his personality, which I kind of was attributing more to just the football aspect of things. But it all kind of unfolds itself now. Like the way he's so dejected on the pitch, the way he's kind of very distant from all of the teammates. I just didn't really think too much of it. I just thought, yeah, he's just a shooter on the pitch. But it's kind of now hearing this, it all makes sense now. Even Ronaldo coming out and saying, you know, some of the youngsters don't respect the thing. I could see it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, you know, crucify him any more than public opinion has done. But as a Manchester United fan who watches him day in, day out, I can see it now. And it's
because
head
I mean,
gone. Head bro, yeah, my head's on Pluto.
It's not
fucking Pluto,
it's not the
bro.
Same, but we can almost compare it to Malice in the Palace here, with now known as World Meta Peace. But everybody on the team knew that he's a bit of a loose cannon. So they basically paid for the therapy so that he can get better, so that he can actually transform himself and control himself on the pitch, on the court. And then of course someone had to throw the camera.
It still happened. Like some people are just not like it's just gonna happen. No, you can put all the training
I'll
in.
Fight someone if someone did that. Trying to contain myself. I understand it, but
but that's my
some
thing to,
people.
Like, there's some. There's just
some man that's just bad breed, and
I just don't like put it in because it's a good thing to do. Like you should want to help these kids be able to transition, but there's some things that it doesn't matter.
It's just listen,
they're just gonna be like this.
Yeah,
Bale and Chaffer podcast.
I don't
want to
say that, but
align with Mason Greenwood.
We do not fuck with anybody who condones. Football Twitter
domestic
sort itself
abuse.
Out, man. That was disgusting to see. I couldn't believe they were moving like that,
bro. It's all those it's all those Avi-less dons, all those people with the Avis of the football players. I don't fucking none of that shit.
Nah,
man.
Not at all.
You don't need to go to fucking school in the morning. Like, get off of Twitter, bruv.
That's a fact.
And yeah, anybody who does do that, listen, we don't fuck with you either.
No.
So, we just want to make that very, very, very clear.
100.
Deshane!
That was a segue. My man's lost his marbles. His head really is on Pluto.
Bro.
What was I going to say? Yes, what date does it officially return?
March. Hey, March is looking brazy, you know.
Yo, how are we I'm not stepping outside.
March is looking like a movie.
For real.
What's happening in March?
Moon Knight, Doctor Strange, Top Boy's returning.
Batman.
Batman. That's four things already. That's a ting a week.
Brother,
I'm patterned.
Listen, we're podding in March. y'all thought we're podding now.
we're getting in the bag.
Listen, man, we ain't playing no damn games. How not you guys feeling all. About it coming back?
Excited, man. It's one of the best. It's a huge part of British culture, kind of Black British culture, especially. Yeah. And I think you can't rush excellence. You know, there's a gloss that Top Boy has. That I think, yeah, it's nice to have power, which comes out every, feels like it comes back every.
They say it's a big rich town.
Feels like it comes back every 2 weeks, but you know I what? Take your time. Make sure the creation is perfect from top to bottom.
Demi, I really wish you watched the new Power because there's moments, yeah, where so I just, you know, when you laugh, yeah, there's so many moments where that happens in the show. And I wish I could share it with you because some of it is so bad, but it's good.
Where, like, full of twists and turns, bumps and
how long have you been singing there?
He's been going through it, bro. Yeah, bro, it's a completely yours different world of quality. Do you know what I'm saying? Top Boy and Power.
But you know, Power has a certain audience that will really enjoy it, so that's fine. It caters to
sometimes
certain
it really
people.
Puts you in a situation where it's like, no one would do that. And then sometimes it's like, yo, that's mad.
Do you watch have you watched the new version of it?
I've not seen it at all.
I'm going to say it's a spoiler.
Go on, say
do you mind? You guys not mind?
Yeah. No, go for it. I'm never going to
There's
watch
a play.
It.
There's a person in the show, right? He's one of the main characters and he's a basketball player and he's 22 years old.
What, he still thinks he's going to make it?
No. So wait, let me say that again. The basketball player, he's 18 years old and he just found out he's 22.
What?
If you look at the guy, he looks at least 30.
Oh God, not this again.
But then again, how many?
But when you see it in the show, it's so dumb.
Yeah, but the thing is, in the UK, right? How many?
It is a common thing.
When we go to church and someone says, "Oh, thank God we've got papers," like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's dumb as fuck. It's dumb as fuck.
See you in school, bald head. Come on, don't work.
I got a feeling that Kano and Asher D's.
Are they going to be beefing?
Friendship is going to be tested. Yeah, I think so.
I think they're going to be beefing.
I forgot their names in the show.
The block is going to be hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're
stay inside.
Because what's his name? My man who had the stroke. I don't think he's dead.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely not dead. Then, I think he kept him alive still.
And then...
I can't remember what happened on that last season.
The girl's sister, she's going to come back. She's going to pop up.
Oh, what's her
name? And then Kano's going to see her.
Jackie's sister?
I want to think
she might have to rewatch this spliff in season in season one. My God, that beating was relentless.
Yeah, she didn't have to go that hard. You had to do all that.
She was dancing like how people dance to Kendrick.
What happened to Michael Ward's character in the end? I literally can't remember.
He's gonna be released from prison.
He's got a telephone in prison.
Oh yeah, okay.
What?
He got a celly. Yeah, he got a celly.
Isn't he? They've got evidence that he'll be released now. Ashley Ward's character show him at the end? Or did Shane tell
him? A phone. He gave him a phone.
He set it all up, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like he planned the whole situation.
So Jamie's in jail.
Yeah.
But he's gonna come out.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he set him up.
But he showed the evidence, like they can eat. He was like, he showed the boy walking into the house.
Yeah. So are they gonna arrest the boy instead?
They can't arrest the boy because he's a minor. The only thing they can do is put him in juvenile sentence.
I don't know what the game plan is with that, but I interpret it as we can help you get out.
Oh yeah, yeah, I saw it that way as well. So, but yeah, no, it looks like they might bring the feds more into play because they showed that whole.
Obviously, the ending, the nitties were actually
Undercovers. So we'll see what happens. It has the potential to do some interesting things. So yeah, hopefully they push the boat out a little bit more.
I'm excited for sure.
I don't want to see Drake.
No, listen, we said that last time, we'll say it again.
Why do people think that's gonna happen?
Drake is just gonna be there.
You know what he's on.
He's not in Euphoria. I don't see him coming in here.
I dare him to go into Euphoria.
He's the only one that can handle Nate Jacobs.
I don't watch Euphoria.
Nor do I just know the characters.
Wow. Listen, man. It should be exciting. 13th of March, I think it is.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. There's a lot of directions the storylines can go in. It's an upper echelon TV show, and it's nice. It's a nice binge as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be done in under a week.
It's a nice binge.
Yeah. So I can't. Any predictions on what might happen?
Do you think they should release it week after week?
No, I don't think they will. I'd like them
Netflix's model anyway.
I'd prefer it, but they won't do it.
No, they do. They're doing that for Snowpiercer, actually.
I know. Sometimes they do it, but it's very rarely. Their thing is, you man can watch this over the course of the weekend. Boom. The man needs to drop Stranger Things because I ain't going to watch it. These kids old as hell.
I'm over Stranger Things, man. I'll watch the new season.
What is Stranger Things about? A bunch of kids who are possessed. And then one kid
is an
alien.
No, also just not the storyline. I mean, actually, you know what?
He's right. That's the story.
When you're right, you're right.
That's legitimately the story. I swear to God, that's the story, bro. That's literally it.
That boy was doing the Harlem shake in the bed.
Yo, when that thing entered his body in season 2, I said, this show is tapped. It's tapped.
For real.
So is it aliens and monsters?
I'd say it's more aliens than it is monster. I don't really know. It's
quite ambiguous.
It's an alternate reality, really, is what I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah, like a parallel universe type thing.
But that season 3 was... It weren't good.
I think it was running out of stardust a little bit, that show. But I'll still watch it.
And how was the main character? Has she turned 18 yet?
Excuse me?
What's her face?
Has she turned 18? No. I just want to know, because a lot of people have... Are really
are they waiting on it?
Yikes. What's her name? Millie something.
Disgusting.
Yeah, Millie. Has she turned 18 yet?
I think she has.
If she's not turned 18, then...
Tyler's the devil for that.
Some men,
I told Drake I got a Millie for him.
Is that what he meant?
Apparently.
Jesus Christ. I thought he meant a Millie as in Clark Kent Flogno.
Yeah.
It's double entendre.
Jesus Christ. That's a mad bar. I didn't even clock that one. That's crazy.
Yes, Chris.
Oh, wow.
Your name is Millie Bobby Brown.
That's the
one. She's still 17.
So why are you telling us? I don't know, but...
because the thing is, people have put her in some situation where...
They were doing this with Kylie Jenner, weren't they? When she was 17. And they were
Yeah, when she was 17. This one has been here for years. She's been around the block.
I said the block, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
I just want to let you know, innit, that some people are funny like that. Watch when it turns into a movement. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, no. I'd rather not put that into the universe, man. I think that's it.
I think it's already
episode here,
but hey, listen.
Because we got to, you know.
What's the next topic?
We ain't got none.
Oh, is it? Oh, might as well. Music.
Two Chainz is dropping an album on Friday, I think.
I don't really
by the time you hear this,
I couldn't care less. I like 2 Chainz.
Oh, today, Pot of Paper, Benny the Butcher. That's the song I'm picking. Benny the Butcher.
The Butcher coming.
Jada Kiss, Busta Rhymes, they all dropped the track today. They're all on the same track, so shout out to Snoop Dogg.
Have you heard the song Murder Music with him on it?
Yeah. That's the song I put on the group.
Bow, wow, wow. Yeah. That song's hard.
It is.
That song's hard.
It's good.
Jada Kiss was floating.
It's good music.
Respect to people who like lyrics.
My choice is Benny the Butcher again. Benny the Butcher and J. Cole. I forgot the name of a song, but it's hard. It's so hard.
I respect it.
J. Cole went in.
Love.
The Butcher coming. Nick.
Too Easy, but the remix featuring Roddy Ricch, Gunna,
and
Future. Yes, sir.
Pluto.
Pluto.
Yes, sir.
Did he man give his choice?
Yeah.
Oh, my choice.
Sorry. Oh, well, Made in Chafford podcast episode 125. You already know what time it is. Follow us on all socials. At Made in Chafford. I've been Two Dems.
Cole Sinusi and
I thought we were going to talk about, you know, the black XY hating black men on podcasts.
The black XY.
I mean, we can. How long do we have this place for?
Till 10.
Oh, God, till 10? Damn. Jesus Christ.
He is Lord.
Well, we can, or we can say it for the next week's episode.
We'll say that for next week. Stay tuned. Well, we'll be in the same clothes.
Change clothes and pose.
All right, till next time.
Yes. Like, comment, subscribe.
All that good stuff.
Retweet and repeat. You get me.